Hi, good
Okay.
afternoon. This is Natalia
Hi.
on a recorded line. I'm calling about the Depo Provera, the birth control lawsuit. Is this
Oh,
Marcy?
hi. Yes, this is her.
Hi, Ms. Marcy. We received your inquiry online. Did you talk to an attorney to help you file a claim?
Oh, no, not at all. I seen it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. You just saw it on Facebook. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
No, for myself.
For yourself. Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to receive a settlement?
Yes. Let me, I'm in a meeting right now, but it's okay. I walked out of it real quick.
Okay, yeah, no
Let me go
problem.
into a different office. Sorry, I had to run to my phone.
No problem, I
Okay.
understand.
Okay. What's your name again?
Yes, my name is Natalia. I'm one of the intake
Natalia.
specialists here.
Okay.
I'm just gonna ask you a few quick questions to see if you meet the
Okay.
minimum requirements. So,
Okay.
are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with an attorney for this?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Can you tell me how many years you used the Depo Provera?
About, I would say 4 to 5 years. I think it
Four
was
to
like
five.
4 or 5 years. It was 2013 to 2017, so 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, like 4 to 5 years, I think.
Okay, 2013 to
Yeah,
17.
20, yes.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with any tumors or a meningioma after taking it?
Yes, I was.
You were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Was it a meningioma specifically?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay, I'm so sorry about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. And what was the date of the diagnosis?
It was on 2017. Do you need the exact day?
The month and if you remember the date, yeah, or just the month and the year.
I want to say May 2017. I'd have to go back and check everything if you really needed me to check, but I want to say it's May 2017.
2017. Okay, that's fine
Yeah.
for now. So I'll put May of 2017. To the best of your knowledge is okay. And what is your date of
Okay.
birth?
11/10/1979.
11/10/1979. Okay. And where were you treated? What was the name of the facility?
It's called Providence. I want to say Providence, the Holy Cross Medical Center. Providence, Providence. Yeah.
Providence. Okay. Holy
It's
Cross
in
Medical
Mission.
Center. Where
Yeah.
was that located? What city?
Mission Hills,
Mission Hills.
California.
Oh, okay. You're in California. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Very nice. Yeah, me too. I've been talking to people from the East Coast all day. It's nice to talk to somebody from California.
Oh no, I'm from right here. I live in Northridge.
North. Okay. Nice. I'm down in Irvine, so we're in Orange County here.
Oh, okay, it's nice over there.
Yeah. All right. So let me go ahead and look up the address here. Do you know if it was on Renault Street?
Yes, it was on, I think, Rinaldi Street, Mission Hills. I don't know the zip code though. It was like 15, I don't know the address. I know it's Rinaldi Street though.
Rinaldi Street. Okay, no problem. I just wanted to verify just to make sure I have the right one here. Okay, so I'll copy that. That was where you were treated. Was that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
It was Dr. Noel.
Doctor, okay, Noel. Can you spell that for me?
Noel.
Noel, Doctor Noel. Okay. And where were you prescribed the Depo Provera?
Same place.
Same place. Okay. And did you take it in that facility or did you go to a pharmacy?
No. I'm my gynecologist. That was a different doctor. Do you want
Okay.
her name? Do you want that name too?
Yes, please.
Okay, so my gyno, the name is Dr. Borden.
Can you spell that for me?
Borden.
Bordn. Okay,
I
Dr.
think it's,
Borden.
yeah, I think it's Borden. Yeah, Borden. And it's the
Okay.
same hospital. It was the same hospital.
Same hospital. Okay. Thank you for that. I just want to verify because some people went to a pharmacy to get it, but
No, they might got, it was the same doctor who registered the shot.
the same doctor. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and copy that here. And before the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with any other cancer?
No, never.
Never. Okay. All right, so
No.
I'll put no. And do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
I could try. I don't have it on hand. I mean, this has been a while already, so.','//////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////// I'm sure I have a, I'm not, I don't have them at this second because where I'm at
Yeah,
right now,
no,
I'm at my
that's
work.
okay. Of course.
Okay. But
Yeah, they just want to
what
know
is
if
that?
there's a way to get them later.
Yeah, for sure. That's my medical orders for sure.
Yes. Okay, no problem. And then do you know anybody else that was injured by Depo Provera?
No, no, not at all.
No. Okay, no
That's,
problem.
I had seen it on Facebook and I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, I know it's still pretty new, so a lot of people are, finding out about it. But I'll put
Okay,
no
that's,
for
I'm
now.
kind of curious about it too. I wanted to ask you a couple things too, because I don't know what this is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. No, exactly. So it's pretty much the lawsuit is about Depo-Provera. It was linked to an increased risk in developing tumors, especially the meningioma.
Yeah, I was
If
reading that. Okay.
yeah, that's pretty much what it's about. If people take it for more than 1 year, they just have a higher risk. Okay, but it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'll just continue with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. And then let me ask you some more questions about the usage of Depo-Provera. Did you
Okay.
use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name Depo-Provera?
No, I to be honest, I think the name was Pfizer.
It was Pfizer, so that's the company that makes it. Okay, so it was the Depo-Provera from Pfizer. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took four injections in 1 year?
Three. I don't think it was four. If there's three, six. Four.
It was four. Once every 3 months,
It
right?
was every 3 months, to be honest with you. It was every 3 months. I don't know the
Every
exact shot.
three
I
months,
could do the
yeah.
math. I could do the math, but you kind of caught me off guard with it. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's okay. It's just a question that we have to ask verbatim. So if you took it every 3 months, it was four injections in 1 year.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, and you did say you took it for more than, it was 4 or 5 years, so definitely
It
more than
was
1 year.
in between four.
I see. Okay. Yeah,
It
no
was
problem.
awful, to be honest with you. I don't know why I even stayed on it.
Yeah, I
It
know
was horrible.
a lot of people did have all kinds of symptoms, and yeah, I'm so sorry to hear
Especially
that.
weight gain was the biggest one, dude, in regular periods.
Yeah, I heard a lot about that one too. Yeah, it sounds horrible. Okay, and then when did you start taking it? Do you remember what year? I think you did mention it. Let me see if
Yeah,
I
it
wrote
was
it down.
I know it was in
2013.
2013.
13. Okay. And then you stopped in 2017?
17, yes.
2017. Okay. All right. So I'll write that down. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Yeah, female.
Female. Okay. And then I have your first and last name. Is it Marcy McClure?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
M.
M. Okay. Is Marcy spelled Marci?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. And then let's see here. I have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. And then I do have your email. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, you have my email, right?
Yes. I was just gonna go over it. I have
Okay.
vincemaciel at gmail.com.
Vince Maciel 66 at gmail.com.
66. Okay. Let me add that here. So let me spell it. I have vincemaciel 66 at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Are you able to open your text and your email on your phone?
Yes, that's what I was going to tell you. I'm currently all day from 10 to 4, I'm in a job. So I can't I lunchtime is a good time, but texting me is better than calling because I'll miss your calls.
Okay, better than
So
calling.
that's what I've been doing. You know what I mean? Playing phone tag, I think, since
Of
yesterday.
course.
So I don't want I just want to let you know, can you please note on there to text me and then I could get back to you guys easier with text or email.
Yes, that's perfect. Okay, thank you for letting me know.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, and we're almost done here.
Okay.
So I'll text you and I'll also send you an email for that document once we're done here. And then the attorneys will know when to call you and when to text you.
Okay.
All right. So okay, so we have your first your full name, your phone number, email. And then for the attorney, so I can put it on that legal document, can you verify your social?
622-10-1285.
10 12 85. Okay. So that'll be on the DocuSign so that they can verify identity. And then can you confirm your full mailing address?
Yes, it's 8556.
8556.
It's Newcastle, one word, Newcatele, Street, Northridge, California, 91325.
91325. Okay, is it street or avenue?
Street.
Street. Okay, it's popping up as avenue. I don't know why.
Okay, I thought it was a street, but it might be Avenue.
It might be avenue. Okay, so okay, I'll just put that. And it's you said Northridge?
Northridge, yes.
Northridge. Is it still considered LA County?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I don't know why the city it put Los Angeles instead of Northridge.
Well,
Let's see.
it's because it's the valley. I'm not sure why it's doing that. I've seen it do that a couple times, but I don't
Okay,
have
so
an answer for you.
it's either or.
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. So I'll put Northridge, LA County, California. Okay, and then we have the medical information. So everything is good here. Okay, so that's pretty much it for the questionnaire. The last thing I need from you, it's just an emergency contact number in case
Okay.
something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we'll contact them so that there's no disruptions in the case, and then they can get a
Okay.
hold of you. So for that,
Okay.
is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Actually, no, where I'm living at. You could call my mother. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine. Just somebody that you trust,
Yeah, that's my mom. It's her first name is DEA
I'm sorry,
Amen E.
does she live with you or live separate?
No, she lives separate.
Separate. Okay. DE.
ANNE.
NNE. Is it Deanne or Diane?
Deanne.
Deanne. Okay. And then last name?
MCCLURE.
McClure. Okay. And that's your mother. What is her phone number?
951-316-6951.
6951. Okay. All right. And then do you happen to have her email by any chance?
No, I don't even know that. She's real private about
Okay.
that.
No
I
problem.
really don't.
I understand. So I'll put your email there for now. Okay. Okay. And that's it for the questionnaire. Let me just make
Okay.
sure everything else is spelled correctly.
Okay.
So I'll send you that electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
I have. I think in the yes, in another email, yeah. Not for this particularly, but yes.
No, of course, yeah. I just want to make
Yeah.
sure that you can navigate it. But either way,
Yeah.
put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you, and
Okay.
in case you have any questions.
I just put you on speaker.
Okay. Yeah,
Okay. Let me.
I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions, or you need help
Okay.
navigating the page, and then I'll let you know what to expect next.
Okay, let me see here.
All right, so I'll send you an email and it's also a text message with a link. It's the same document. Just open up whichever one you're more comfortable with.
I push, hold on, okay, it says send message for mass tort strategies, put yes.
Yes, So it's Mass Tort Strategies and then my name is Natalia. I don't know if it pops up.
Okay, allow, continue. Please review an account and act on these documents. I agree.
And then
Continue.
take your time. It's okay. You don't have to rush. It's just the retainer agreement and then the medical release form. It gives them permission to dig through your records.
Okay.
And then while you do that, I'm gonna pull out the information for the attorneys and I'll send you their number, okay?
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I got that one.
All right. So I just got the notification. It looks like everything's signed. Okay. And then Marcy, you'll also get a copy of everything that you signed. I think they'll send another email.
Yeah, they just sent it.
Yep. Okay, perfect. And then the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days. They'll review the documents and everything. They'll call you back. They'll do a case verification, just to make sure everything's accurate, and then
Okay.
they'll let you know what to expect next and if they need more information, okay?
Okay, sounds good. So
All
about
right.
5 days?
Yeah,
Okay.
around 5 days. Sometimes it's even sooner. It just depends how much they have. So for now, I'm gonna send you a text message with their phone number and my direct desk line. You can save it in your
Okay.
contacts. If you have any questions or any problems with the law firm, you can call me or you can text me as well, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
All right, honey. Thank you. Thank you.
If you missed their call, they might leave a voicemail, or just call them back. Or if you haven't heard from them, you can text me and then I'll transfer you to them, okay?
Okay.
All
Okay.
right.
Sounds good.
Thank
All
you,
right.
ma'am.
Thank you, Natalia. Thank you. Okay. All
Have
right.
a
Bye.
great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.